walked into this bar, and the man refused. He said, "We don't serve strangers in blue suede shoes. We don't give credit, and we don't give way. We have to think about what the people might say. You know what I mean?" I said, "Sure, man." Oh, he gave me a smile that was sickly and wet, and I offered him one of my cigarettes. He took it, afraid that he might appear rude, then proceeded to sell me some second-class food. Nice guy. Meet him everywhere. He said, "My oh my, I've suffered too long, and the cigarette seems to be very strong. I don't make the rules, I just get what I take. And I guess every rule is made to break. You can take what you like, won't hurt me. I'm just working for the company." From the green cigarette, he took a long drag and said, "I think I'll pack my traveling bag. I'm tired of cheating and wasting my head and filling the boss's bag with bread. I want to get out in the sun and the rain and feel the wind on my skin again. The world is large and I've got time yet. And by the way, thanks for that cigarette. Thank you very much. You know, I feel like a new man. Yes, I do. I don't know why. I'd just like to say thank you very much indeed. It's a beautiful day. I think I'll be on my way right away. I'd just like to say thank you very much. Yes, I'm getting the hell out of here. Yes, I am. Bye-bye. That's the end of the message. Thank you very much. Bye-bye."